Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let us out to Cowra for an update. Joining us online, it's Bill West. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Neil. Good morning, your listeners. And it looks like a little bit of late spring, early summer has eventually come to visit us. It's been, it's been kind of cool and quite wet spring. So it's, I guess Santa Claus is coming as well. So it's, weather is warming up.
Yeah, it certainly is. Certainly is. Now, mate, you're not the mayor at the moment. So what is the state of play with regard to council elections?
I guess it's across the broader landscape. It's not just in Cowra, Neil, and as everybody knows, that there's no councillors, no mayors, except for in some places where the mayor was popularly elected, like in Orange. But in most cases, the mayors are no longer and have to wait now till the new councils are declared, and the new councils then get a chance to meet and elect a mayor. So it's a little bit of hiatus at the moment, but that should end next week with the distribution of preferences. And I think a lot of people are waiting on the distribution of preferences to find out what the final makeup of their councils are going to be. And some obviously candidates got polled reasonably well and would be fairly much assured, but there are some candidates who are sitting there in those sort of positions where there's maybe three or four or five looking for one or two or three positions. And I think it's disappointing they've got to wait that long. It's a certain uncertainty and people put their hand up, and now they've got to have a couple of weeks go through the process of the election period and becoming a candidate and all those issues. But then now having to sit and wait, put your life on hold a bit while you nervously wait for the final outcome. And I'd like to think that in years to come they'll be able to speed that process up significantly to give the community a bit more clarity quicker, and also to give consideration to those people who I think should be congratulated for putting their hand up and having a go.
Yeah, you're right indeed. All right, so you've been out to Wyangla this week. How's it looking?
Went out to Wyangla yesterday, just an opportunity with the chair of the Cowra Tourism Board, and just went out took a look at Wyangla and met the new management staff out there. They've got some great plans, doing a great job, and Wyangla looks spectacular. It's about 98% full, and it is really a great body of water out there, and it's sort of going to be a great summer out there around Wyangla. But it also just highlights the value of Wyangla Dam to our community, both the communities around Wyangla, but also those on the river, and the security that provides us in terms of water and industry and irrigation. So it's a great sight to see.
Indeed. And mate, carols on this Sunday in the gardens?
Carols in the Garden, the annual event. Carols in the Japanese Gardens in Cowra, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, and always a great event and a great time to start to lead into Christmas seriously and put your feet up and enjoy some carols and some great entertainment for some of the locals who about the community coming together and relaxing and just enjoying the festive season.
Yeah, absolutely right, mate. And thank you, as always, for the input and insight into what's happening in and around Cowra over the course of this year again. We've been doing it for a while now.
Yeah, we're becoming old hands, aren't we? This is this sort of thing. So,
geez, you think we'd be good at it by now?
you'd almost think we'd be getting there, wouldn't you? Yeah, no, some of the feedback I get that you're pretty good, but I'm a bit dusty. So hoping to continue into the next year. You don't know what might come, but in the next year, because we've got Christmas coming up, so I guess an opportune time to wish you Merry Christmas and all your family and all the gang at your station, and thank you for your support and interest over the past 12 months and the way you've been involved in supporting and looking after local communities in your region. So that, I say thank you and I hope Santa Claus is good to you, mate. I know you've been a good boy all year, so you'll be good to you, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Anyway, mate, it's been good to chat as always. Merry Christmas to you and yours as well, mate. We'll catch you in the new year.
Thanks, mate. Look forward to it. And I guess you finally, everybody, have a great Christmas and a happy new year. But please just be safe and look after yourselves, and look forward to being back next year and seeing everybody again. So, yeah, take care and good luck.